Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the broadcast today, Mary Lau, the President and CEO of the Retail Association of Nevada, for the whole show on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Hello, is this D&D Roofing?
Yes, it is. How may I help you?
You did such a great job on my roof. May I speak to the owner?
I am an owner.
Oh, can I speak to your supervisor?
Sure.
How may I help you?
I love your work. May I speak to the owner?
I am an owner. We're all owners. Well, that's why at D&D we work so hard to keep your home safe and sound.
Oh, no wonder.
D&D Roofing and Sheet Metal. Local, employee-owned, here for you.
Retail's impact on Nevada's economy? Enormous. 8,600 businesses, large and small, employing 145,000 workers. And last fiscal year, retail paid tax on nearly $60 billion in sales. We're the Retail Association of Nevada. We support retail. We help it grow. And we mean business.
RANNV.org.
Pro Group Management specializes in providing industries with the necessary components to satisfy and exceed workers' comp requirements. Every business has unique needs and specific regulations. Pro Group Management stays ahead of the curve, providing up-to-date services to keep your industry in top form. Discover how we simplify your tasks, improve efficiency, and reduce expense to keep you moving in a positive direction. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you.
Truck drivers are some of the hardest working people you'll meet, delivering over 70% of America's freight and 92% of Nevada's. When there's a natural disaster, they're delivering critical supplies to help those communities recover and rebuild. Every sector of the economy and our nation's military rely on truck drivers. So let's take a moment to say thank you. On the open road or city streets, our truck drivers are rolling to make our economy and our nation stronger. Trucking moves America forward.
This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shan, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shan.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we're always delighted to welcome back to the program Mary Lau. She's the president and CEO of the Retail Association of Nevada. We're taping this on Wednesday, March 18th, which is the morning after the governor's press conference. Your initial thoughts?
Okay, well, the governor did a good job on his press conference. And prior to that, he did contact people. He called the chambers, the trades, various business organizations, and everything else. Gaming's under its own statute. So there's full authority to just shut down gaming when he did, as he did. And by doing a full shutdown, they're eligible for federal assistance and things like this. Now the suggestion, and I'll word it as strong suggestion on businesses, there's more clarification that's going to be needed right now. I mean, essential businesses, using my members as an example, you know, the grocery stores, the pharmacies, the hardware stores, Best Buy kind of things, stuff like that, their practices will include the social distancing, will include the cleansing, will include everything like this, but they're an extremely necessary part of the supply chain, as we know. And there's absolutely no reason for all this panic. I love what Trump says, stay calm. And I do love the fact that this show's on the air, because instead of having a press conference with a newspaper reporter interpreting what somebody said, or in some case twisting it, this is very, very clear. Because the governor, under the Emergency Act powers that he does have, part of those powers will be the posting of his proclamations on his website. And people can look at Gavin Newsom's right now because they're already up. They have a little bit more advantage, a little bit, you know, bigger system than we do and stuff. So none of that stuff is posted yet. But the governor has promised, his offices has promised further guidance. But in the meantime, you know, it's this coordinated effort at all levels, because the federal efforts right now, I mean, the president just did the Defense Procurement Act powers and stuff. So they're pulling ventilators, they're pulling masks and stuff out of the system. And their stuff changes almost hourly as far as the information they're getting. You know, we've been on daily White House calls. And when I say White House calls, it's coming from the president to the Pence team, from the Pence team to the national associations, and then they are distributing the information and stuff like this that's going on and keeping that information going. But certain businesses that don't have clarity right now in Nevada do their best practices, do their distancing, do whatever you know they can do to protect the public, remain calm and continue and wait and see for further instructions, you know. If you can close and you can close conveniently and properly, do it. If you can, you know, sort of have a limited staff, don't have public track, you know, traipsing through your business, do that. Do the best you can do now. Best thing in the world would be shut down if you can. But if you're not a part of the service industry that can, then go on and get the guidance of how to do it and how to handle it. Because the bottleneck happens at the top. We have career bureaucrats that are having a very difficult time with the idea of change. So the federal government can do whatever they need to do. They're going through Congress, who unfortunately is still playing politics. It's like they had the stupid thing with putting the House bill together, and then they turn around and do sick leave. We are so far beyond sick leave. I mean, they did the sick leave with, you know, corporate 500 people or more being exempted from that. It's like, you know, guys, we are so far beyond that. And that, stop waiting for the White House to say something so you can say you thought of it first. Ironically, the person making a lot of sense right now is Bernie Sanders as far as what they're talking about doing. And the White House is negotiating now on giving stimulus dollars. It's not back to an economic stimulus like we've talked about before. There's no corporate bailout like Kaiser. This is, I kind of compare it to a fire break. You know, I mean, if you can carve out a group of trees, a group of rubbish, a group of anything, you can hopefully stop that fire. There's a great meme that was on Facebook that had a series of matches, and each head started burning, and one match stepped away, and it stopped the fire. That's what you're talking about with the social distancing and stuff like that.
So if for example, say you're a furniture store, are you able to remain open at this point in time?
It probably not. I mean, you could remain open if you wanted to, but you'd have to be very, very cautious in how you did it. You've got the suggestion now of no bigger crowd than 10. What's your workforce? You know, you could have in certain areas only, but then you've got to have your hand sanitizers. You've got to have your spray. I know offices for the last 2 weeks when they're working, they have hand sanitizers right there on the desk. And they have people that go around and spray the area just to make sure they're tamping down anything. But it's common sense. And supporting what's going on is one thing. You can buy online and pick up at the store. You don't have to go in. And you could turn around, call the store, make arrangements, and say, I need this couch tomorrow. Why? I don't know. But okay, you could do that. But I would say don't panic. If you can shut down, shut down. If your employees, they're going to get extended unemployment, that's one thing. If you legitimately can't because there's problems out there, but then observe the CDC guidelines. They're on everybody's website. RAN has it on their website, the truckers on theirs. I'm sure the chambers, various chambers do and stuff like that, because all the groups are working together to make sure that there's clear communication and stuff. But can you stay open? Sure. Should you? Possibly not. You know, there's a few areas that were left out, not intentionally, like veterinarians. They can't really shut down, but maybe they don't want to go cut the dog's toenails. You know, this time your dog freaks out and can't, you know, do it unless somebody else does. That's kind of stuff. It's like, what is really necessary? pet food stores. That one didn't enter the conversation. Perhaps it should have, because like feedlots and feed stores and stuff like that, Smith's doesn't sell hen scratch. So there's some common sense stuff too that needs to happen. But I would say wait until you get a direct posting on the website to get further clarification.
From the governor.
From the governor's office. And then if all else fails, call your attorney. Get some good advice. I was on for 45 minutes with Rand's attorney this morning, just determining what we were going to put in our press release and stuff like this. Because as you know, Brian Wachter handles all of our press stuff. And he's in daily contact with the governor's office. The governor's staff has been amazing on this. So, I'll give credit.
All right. So let me look at the other side of this and ask you, what are your fears for the retail industry? Because with all the casinos shutting down in Las Vegas, and that's mandatory, including all the locals' properties now, that's a huge chunk out of the economy. So how does that affect retail? I mean, obviously, it's going to have a huge impact.
Well, this whole thing is going to have an economic impact across the state, across our cities, across the United States, across the globe. I would say the tamping down of economies is equidistant to everybody. And it's like everybody from whatever side of the fence you're on is going to be impacted. Some won't survive. You had nominal ones, of course. But again, once this is happening, the whole effort of this, of our federal government, our state government, and our local government, is to save lives. And I don't want to sound brutal when I say the economy is going to come later, but it is. And I believe it will come back like crazy because, the president has identified this in his own personal feeling of a war, an absolute war, and I can agree to it. And, some of us are old enough to remember when the World War II ended. At least we saw the pictures, where everybody was celebrating. The economy will come back. We have a rainy day fund in here, and as many people like to grouch about Michael Roberson, he diverted the marijuana money into that because it wasn't a tested source. So that may even go up if people are home and have time on their hands. Sidebar, sarcastic comment. But, it's going to come around. For a while, it's going to get rough. It'll delay a tax conversation for a while because nobody's going to have the money to even dip into their pockets. But it also gives us a chance to look at changing things and seeing what we're doing wrong. We've never really addressed the tax structure in this state. We put a Band-Aid here. We put a Band-Aid there. We have the teachers. We pass a billion this year. And 2 years later, the unions are back. And it doesn't seem to funnel down into the schools. We need to look at that. We need to look at how the money is allocated. We need to look at what's going into the classroom. And 233B is, I think, the statute. But I'd have to ask Brian Wachter. But when it comes down to it, later on, you're going to have to shuffle things. I've complained about this on this program before. We don't tax any of the service industry. Maybe it's a time to look at that and lower the sales tax so when things start changing again, and it will, it's more fair to the consuming public, especially to the people in lower income brackets and stuff like this,
All right, let's take a break. More with Mary Lau when we come back.
Because of UMC, there's a wide open road ahead of me.
Because of UMC, she can grow up with her twin sister.
Because of UMC, I'm here to help you.
UMC, the highest level of care in Nevada.
Hi, I'm Eric Robnett, owner of Home Energy Experts. Has this ever happened to you?
Honey, did you remember to turn down the thermostat?
Forgetting to set the temperature? Not fun. We can help. Our new smart thermostat keeps the temperature set for your comfort all by itself.
I'm feeling hot now.
To increase your comfort, Go to homeenergyexperts.com for details. That's homeenergyexperts.com.
The signs and symptoms of cataracts can start out small with subtle changes in your vision. So don't wait. Be proactive and take your vision into your own hands. If you're experiencing the onset of cataracts or just have questions, contact your eye care professional or call Eye Care Associates of Nevada today. Dr. Hiss has years of experience specializing in the surgical correction of eye disorders and has completed over 84,000 vision-correcting procedures. At Eye Care Associates of Nevada, we'll change the way you look at the world.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Mary Lau, the president and CEO of the Retail Association of Nevada. You wanted to clarify something.
Well, having said that about the tax structure and stuff, that is no way implying a special session during this time. This is for future consideration and future comment. Because the same way Trump keeps saying, we're rebuilding this whole social safety net, this whole healthcare safety net, we've never faced anything like this before. Well, I think Nevada needs to be prepared to face calamities in the future, and restructuring that is a way to do it. But that takes a thorough conversation, maybe even an interim conversation, and then a session conversation. But I don't think anybody in this state ever anticipated a lockdown on gaming, you know, and it's happened. I think that we still need aggressive economic development in this state. The governor, you know, I've never talked to him about it, but my understanding is he doesn't agree. You know, small development's fine because of the unemployment rate was so low. Well, guess what, guys? The unemployment rate's going to change significantly, and we really need to prepare now for the future that's coming, because I do believe once this storm is over, then we're going to be surprised at how well we come through it.
Let me ask you about a really important sector that nobody has really talked about, which is the construction industry. Do you sense that we are shutting down the construction industry as well? Because if we are, then we're talking delays on the Raiders Stadium, we're talking delays on the convention center expansion in Las Vegas, which would be affecting CES in 2021. And the other huge projects that are going on, not only in Las Vegas, but around the state and including Reno.
Well, I think there again, we've got to wait for what gets posted on the website under the proclamation. But as I understand it, they weren't included in that conversation because it's not a social gathering. They're probably going to take precautions. They're not going to be, you know, the old pictures that you saw of people sitting on the high rise having their lunch, you know, next to each other. But I don't know that for sure. I have been told that the construction industry is not going to be shutting down because, you know, there are so many things, you know, under consideration. And once this wave passes, because everybody's seen that it's a bell curve. And our curve is so much less than others, but that's, you know, I don't want to brag, you know, go, you know, we're better than they are. That's not the point. That bell curve is going to happen. When it flattens, we have to be ready to go. I think part of the home construction and everything else, I mean, I know that Clark County, Marilyn Kirkpatrick, has been in touch with FEMA on trailers. Maybe that's going to help. The bright light at the end of the tunnel. Maybe that's going to help on the homeless situation. We don't know what's going to shuffle when it's done, but we don't need to panic, and we need to use common sense and listen to our leaders. If we don't like the advice, get a new leader.
All right, let's take a break, and we'll come back and talk about common sense after this time out.
Dimitri Prine here for Design Outdoor. Are you a homeowner who's interested in remodeling or building a home? At Design Outdoor, we can show you how adding natural or manufactured masonry stone can add beauty and value to your home. And we refer only the best contractors. Our store and backyard are located at 11600 South Virginia, just north of DeMonte Ranch Parkway. Visit designoutdoor.com or call us at 851-9499.
Hey guys, are you watching the game at a friend's or the bar again because you can't watch at home with your wife? Or worse, because she kicked you out and kept your couch, your flat screen, and your kids? What's the one thing a man needs when he loses a good woman? A good lawyer. And when he loses a bad woman, He needs a great lawyer. What makes a good woman a bad woman? You tell me. You're the one that can't watch the game in your own home. I'm men's rights attorney Marilyn York, and I represent men in divorce, custody, and family law matters.
Hi, I'm Dave Newman. Remember me? I used to be the house detective, and now I'm a realtor, full-time at RE/MAX Realty Affiliates. And a lot of people ask me, how's the market? You know what? It's fantastic. If you're even kicking around the idea of buying or selling, give me a call. Let's talk about it. Call me at RE/MAX Realty Affiliates and just ask for the guy who used to be the house detective, Dave Newman.
Everyone is talking about opioids, but they're not the only drugs that can be harmful if taken in large quantities or not as prescribed. You also need to be aware of side effects from anxiety drugs, muscle relaxants, sleep aids, and stimulants. Mixing prescription drugs with other drugs or alcohol can be dangerous. If you take an Ambien with a glass of wine, it may be enough to stop you from breathing. Prescribed drugs can be just as dangerous as illegal drugs. Take medications only as directed.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Mary Lau. She's the president and CEO of the Retail Association of Nevada. We're taping this Wednesday, March 18th, which is the morning after the governor's press conference. You represent the chain drug stores, and there is a great deal of tension in these pharmacies at this point in time because people are demanding things that are not available, masks and things like that. When do you think that this panic buying is going to start to die down? Paul Enos was talking about this on the program the other day, that the supply chains are moving again. Trucking hours have been extended to accommodate the lengthy wait times. How long do you think it's going to take before the stores get restocked and people stop panicking?
Well, we represent all forms of retail, but the major grocers are our members, as well as the major pharmacies and stuff. And there has been that shortage, and then nobody anticipated panic buying of non-essential items. I mean, the laughter about buying toilet paper, and somebody that this program knows very well had a tweet that said, last time I checked, that wasn't part of the symptoms of this disease. But it's the trucks got stopped too over the snowstorm. So, you know, it was a perfect storm, so to speak, of what could happen. But that's part of remaining calm, but it's also some common sense out there. You couldn't get the paper towels. For some reason, people recently discovered them, and they discovered them by the caseload instead of by the package. But go ahead and get shop towels. Get whatever alternate works until the stores are restocked, but they're restocking daily. If Paul covered the hours of service stuff, including the neighborhoods, because back to that comment that the federal government can decree, but it takes forever to get down to here because the place of action is actually the local governments. So if the local government turns around and says, yes, you can deliver at 3 o'clock in the morning, and if they get woken up by beeping too bad, then that's happening. Grocers, and they're doing the hour earlier or whatever the time frame is to let senior citizens get in and get stuff. And so buy a spray bottle. Fill the spray bottle full of water. Put a tablespoon of Clorox in it and spray your hands. If you want to rinse the Clorox off, go ahead, but you're as pure as you can get. Same with your counters. You probably don't want to spray that on your clothes. You right. might want to consider something else. But there's some common sense out there. When I was growing up, it was called Hints by Heloise or something right. like this. Yeah, there's things you can do to make a change. I mean, people were talking in the grocery store the other day. I was talking to a gentleman, and he was talking about bread. And I said, yeah, God forbid people learn how to make it nowadays. You know, you can actually make your own bread. You know?
But to make the point, though, you really don't need to, because there is no shortage of food.
Oh, there's no shortage of goods. No shortage. But if you walk in right now and the shelves look empty, don't panic. Don't start buying things just out of fear. We had a thing on our website that said, plan for a week, plan for 2 weeks, that's it. Take a list, don't just panic buy. Everything's gonna be there, everything's coming forward. The ironic, one of the biggest toilet manufacturers out there is based in Las Vegas. I mean, things are coming on the shelf. Food is on the shelf. Things are, starting to arrive. I had a girlfriend yesterday that went to a local butcher store and found exactly what she needed. And it was perfect for her. And, there's, calm down and pay attention and take care of your family, but you're going to have food. Maybe you have to go more than once or twice. Maybe you call and say, are you going to restock in the morning? We've been able to, with the help of the truckers and stuff, divert to areas of need. You know, some smaller rural areas didn't have stuff. We were able to work together to get it done. We're here to help, which is a sort of a cliche, but don't panic. The food is coming. There's plenty. And there's stuff on the shelves that people aren't paying attention to, like, fresh vegetables, stuff like this. If you're out of canned food, you can buy the fresh vegetables and then come back and check later on. I've been doing daily walkthroughs in the stores just to see. And for some of the people that are unemployed now, they get to apply to go and restock shelves and stuff like that. And we're in desperate need of people to do that. And again, it's kind of a wartime mentality. People used to sleep on the floor, the president said today, so they could continue building ships. If you're not waiting tables, maybe you want to be restocking shelves right now.
And that's where we have to leave it. Mary, thank you. I appreciate it. The common sense.
Did you lift your cup and I missed it?
I think I did.
Okay.
And we'll be right back.
A bird's eye captures its surroundings at different heights. At Brian Culpa Photography, we can make your imagination soar over buildings, parks, cityscapes, and beyond. Brian's images tell the story and get the job done. If you need a new perspective to tell your story, contact Brian today. Brian Culpa Photography. Experience the bird's eye view at brianculpaphotography.com.
Penny!
Dad?
Are you learning? This place is great.
Huh?
You gotta try this.
Wow! This stuff is great! People are gonna love it!
Yes. Yes, they were.
As you know, Reno is booming. Toll's development company is helping it grow with insightful design and development, building community with every project, adding beauty, adding excitement, emphasizing our shared humanity. Reno is becoming bigger. Toll's development is helping it become better, more livable, more enjoyable. To learn more, go to tollsdevelopment.com. tollsdevelopment.com.
Take a look at Pro Group Management and see how your workers' comp requirements can be met head-on. By taking a proactive approach, Pro Group can assure that your company is meeting or exceeding state and federal standards. As you move forward in your industry, Pro Group moves with you, simplifying regulatory tasks, clearing the way so you can get the job done, and look to your future success. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you.
As always, you can watch Nevada Newsmakers 24 hours a day at NevadaNewsmakers.com. We'll see you on the next show.